Hello, welcome to Rainbow Shaman. I am Annette Lachmann and this is my podcast for shaman journeying.
Hello and welcome to Rainbow Shaman, the new podcast for shaman journeying. I'm Anna Yanikov and I'm visiting Annette Lachmann, who has been helping people to get back into their strength for around 10 years now. In her shaman practice and around the world. Hello, Annette. Thanks for having me here.
Hello.
Today we want to speak very specifically about the topic of health and healing. And there's a phenomenon that many people only turn to alternative healing methods, like the shaman one, when they get somehow out of balance, when they have to struggle with a certain pain or disease. And sometimes even only if conventional medicine does not seem to help. Now, in the shaman tradition, there's a own worldview if it comes to health. How would you describe it from your point of view? And when does a person, from a shaman point of view, actually get sick?
If I think about it, it's for me, being healthy means you are in balance with your mind, with your body, and also with your spirituality. So if you, with these three centers, you are in balance, you're also in balance with nature and your surrounding. And we call that Aini. It's a Quechua word for being in balance and harmony. And if you are out of balance in any of these fields, for example, you're physically ill, or you're mentally ill, or you have the feeling you're not connected any longer in a spiritual way, that usually affects then your whole system. And this is when you start developing maybe symptoms on the physical body, if you cannot explain what it is. That's why we have a lot of people who went to therapy, who had medical support, but they still don't get any better. So when those people come, I usually try to understand what happened so they fell out of their balance and where they fall out of balance. That's when we try to enter the energy field and find the so-called the trauma, which is like an imprint in their energy field. And the energy field is influencing also the mental field and also the physical field. So we are healing and we're not curing. That's the difference. Healing means you really heal the system, and curing is you can cure symptoms.
Very interesting. Now, how can I imagine like a session that takes place like that? You were mentioning the energy field. Are you working with your own energies, or do you rather feel like getting help from, let's say, above, or the spirits, the nature? How does this work in your case?
Well, I'm connecting. That's for me the basic technology, if you want to call it like that. So I connect to the earth and also to the spirit world, and I'm actually just a vessel. I allow the energy to come through me, and with this energy I support people or give that energy. It's not my energy actually, it's really the energy I'm just, everybody can have. This is like this life force energy, so everybody is entitled to connect. So it's not that I need a certain technique to do this. I mean, maybe it's a technique, but I'm really trying to mix that energy within me and then give it to my clients. So this is the technique of if I just give healing energy. But if I want to help someone to go back into balance, I'm tracking for the original wound, and we have certain methods how to deal with certain findings of what I find for my trackings. Where is the imbalance?
Now you have, while you're on this path, you have had many, many patients or clients. I'm not sure what you're saying, but what was the most impressive experience that you have had so far if it comes to healing? Maybe even one of your patients, what was something that really astonished you?
Well, to tell you the truth, I have so many clients, and it's every time amazing that no session is ever the same. They're all different because everybody is different. So I had a lot of times I had people who had issues with being abandoned, being hurt, having all kind of traumas, fears, a lot of things has to do with fears, panic attacks. And very often I'm always amazed on every time people usually feel better when they stand up, they can feel a difference, because it's like we find the imprint and we override that old energy later with light energy. It's the so-called also lighting or illumination. And then when people get up and feel so much better and they cannot believe that they feel better, this is for me surprising. But like, especially issues like when someone has like panic attacks. I mean, one of the things, like I had a client who would not go in public transportation at all for years and was really stuck. And once I found with her together the original wound, she could then go back in time and also heal that. I mean, I'm not doing it for anybody. I help people to help themselves. That's actually my call, to empower them to come back into this balance. And she is now taking the subway, taking the bus, and she couldn't believe that this is at all possible. So I think these kind of moments are something when I really said, oh, thank you, that there is a method where I can do something like this.
And you have mentioned before in a talk that you actually don't work at a psychological level. You work at an energetical level. Can you say something about this?
Well, we say that the shaman works on the energetic level and explains on the mythic level. But we need to integrate whatever our work was, to integrate on the mental and on the physical level, because we have these four different states, perception states or levels, as you want to say this. It's like in these Matryoshka dolls, these energy fields, and then the mythic field, the soul's level, and the mental level and the physical level. So when I work on this energetic level and the mythic level, this is very fast. This energy is happening. That's why people feel so good right afterwards. But if they don't integrate the new, the better map, because we find the old map, which doesn't serve them anymore, and we are looking. Shamans are like visionaries. They try to find a greater map, a bigger map, which serves my client. And when we found it together with a client, something bigger, let's say, for example, they come and they're former map was like, oh, I'm very small and insignificant. I will never be able to teach something meaningful. And later, after this work, we found imprints, we removed them, and then you suddenly have this idea, yes, I am full of power and I can follow my path. So he sees himself empowered. But this is the energy level or the mythic level. And now we need for him to integrate it in his mental and physical level, because this is so much slower. And then after a couple of weeks, when he has this new contract, repeating it, then it suddenly it's there. Then this is his new reality. And this is a beautiful process to observe when people follow their path.
Now, what I'm curious about, what about if you have like your own little, I don't know, even a headache or something, do you rely on your own methods, and can you also treat yourself, or do you go to another shaman, or maybe even you have a story about like something that was very surprising to you if it comes to healing?
Well, with small things, there's a lot we can do. We have some tools where we can really help ourselves, like stepping out of certain energies or cleansing ourselves, some self-extractions. But if it comes to more complex issues, I usually ask a shaman friend to help, because I cannot be impartial, because I'm too close to myself to maybe not see the blind spots. So I had to learn also that it's good sometimes to ask for help. So I do ask friends. And recently, like in the last one or two years, I realized it's very important also to work together. And this is like one of my favorite now issues, to really bring some people together and do like also group healing sometimes, if it's about intentional healing. So I really like to do that too. When I have the story, of course, I mean, when someone helps me or supports me to find my balance again, in the very beginning, it was essential. I took a lot of sessions during my training, apart from the training. And to see the freedom I received from, like, I was afraid in the dark. And my very first course of my training, with that tool, what they used, I really could free myself of this fear in the dark. And at first I didn't realize it's not there anymore. Just when I, a couple of months later, realized I could be in the dark, I could be alone. So I was happy to be free. And I've never really expected anything like this. And that's why I thought, yes, that's my path.
And another question, when it comes to shamanism, especially in the common literature, you read a lot about soul paths or lost soul paths. This is very exciting to many people. So can you tell us a little bit about it? What is it all about?
Soul paths or lost soul part? For us, like if you are in a trauma, very often you don't feel safe. And if you say lost soul part, it's not really getting lost, but it's like it's disappearing in your subconscious, and it resides for us somewhere in your underworld. It's there, but you don't have access to this anymore. Let's say, for example, you're a small child and someone is leaving you, abandoning you. You feel it's like you're abandoned, then you're not safe. And that part is like disappearing in your subconscious. And then when we work with this and we find that whatever you're doing today is also has to do with, because you don't have this innocent child in you anymore. You cannot feel this trust that you're safe in this world because you feel this abandonment. So then if we find that soul part in this underworld, and we can bring it back to you and help you to integrate, to accept it, to embrace it, to bring it, so to speak, from the subconscious back to the conscious. That means you can integrate it, and then this soul part is no longer lost in your underworld, but it's here now. And then you need to integrate it. And this, for very many people, it makes them feel whole again. So if you ask them how you feel later, they feel kind of whole, because something which belongs to them but they didn't have access suddenly is here in this moment, accessible for them to be part of them, like the innocence, this joy or the love or the trust. And then we integrate this, and this client then also, as I said before, they will bring it back to the mental, has a little kind of new soul contract or new little mantra for him, and integrates also on the physical level, like with the movement. And then a couple of weeks later, when it's integrated, it's there. You don't question this anymore.
That's very interesting, because this is also very similar to the model in modern psychology, where you kind of where you lose actually parts of your personality because you cannot integrate them anymore in your new life. So very, very interesting. Now, can you give us an example or a story, because I'm sure you have done this treatment many times, where after integration, where this method had a huge impact on somebody's life? Do you remember an example?
There are many examples, having a soul part, if you have it back. People suddenly start being creative. I had a client who found her soul part again, and suddenly she was starting to draw and to be creative. She totally forgot that she could do this because she was told when she was small, just don't do it, you just can't do it. And now she's really quite a famous artist. It's an Icelandic painter now. Really beautiful to see that she can do it. Before, she didn't dare to do anything, but then she was also actually creating this soul part as a, let's say, a helper for her. And she was then drawing first a lot of paintings with that soul part, and then there was just a part of her that she doesn't have to draw that soul part, but the soul part and her together were just creating beautiful, also naive arts, but really expressive. So this can happen in lots of things, like especially people who are afraid to show themselves dare, because they have this innocent mind, like this beginner's mind again. They're not afraid of doing something because they don't know it. They just do it like children would do. That's why it's really nice to have especially the small soul parts back. It's a lot to do with love.
Mm-hmm. Your beautiful story. Now, these days, yeah, I think especially in times of Corona, people are really, you know, thinking about health and, yeah, also maybe doubting, like, what actually goes wrong on this planet, but especially in the West, if we are actually, you know, lacking some points. Is there any advice that you would have? Do you think, is there something that we in the West seem to ignore if it comes to essential elements to stay healthy?
Well, we have already a lot of people who are very aware and they try to look at their diet. But I think if we live in the moment, and this has a lot to do with gratitude, to be grateful for what we have, especially now you could see that here in the West, it's much easier for us than for people living in South America or in Africa or in India. So I think the gratitude for what we have, good food, water, and to be grateful for our body and treat it respectively. So I'm not this dogmatic food guru, because I think everybody's different, and it's a certain diet or certain fasting or certain whatever might be good for this one, for the other one not. But there's some basic things which we all know. If we listen to our body, we usually know what is good for us if we would listen to it. And everybody knows, don't eat so much sugar, don't drink so much alcohol. This is just nothing new. But if we all listen to us, what is good, so if we have enough, we stop eating and not overeating and don't eat only empty foods, which doesn't serve our bodies. I think everybody should find a certain way for themselves to be healthy, to move, to do also joyful things. Because there's no diet if you do it and you're not convinced of what you're doing, and don't try to preach that you have to do certain things. But to live a healthy life and you feel better means also your mind, doing something for your mind, something which is good for you. Enjoy nature, connect back to allow Mother Earth to nurture you. I think more and more people do this, but this was lacking here before, the reconnection to the earth, to the elements, to enjoy the wind in your face instead of just as soon as it's raining, everybody runs inside. It's just water, and it's an element which helps us cleansing ourselves. Just be okay with whatever comes, and this means be in the moment.
Now, some listeners might have got curious about your approach and the shaman approach. So tell me, how could a session at your place look like? Does one need to prepare for that in a certain way?
Well, for me, I always say to my clients, just please come with an open heart. Because if you're open and you're curious, I just allow it. Actually, I give it to the spirits to let it happen, because I can never plan. People come, oh, I want to have a soul retrieval. I want to have that. And yeah, let's see. Because when you come with whatever is necessary to approach. And then I leave it up to whatever happens in the sacred space to show. And that's why when people come here, we work in sacred space, meaning we invite the elements, we invite Mother Earth and Father Sky to be here to create a sacred environment. And that's why people suddenly, even if they had expectations, they let go of everything and they just allow the process to happen. And this is why I'm just open to everything. I'm not afraid of any issue. I'm open to whatever comes, because it will be okay.
Very good. Now, can you tell us where can you be found? I know you have a webpage. We are in Hamburg right now. That's where your practice is. But do you also offer sessions online?
Yeah, actually, that is nowadays, especially due to Corona, it got really popular that I was working like Zoom or Skype or WhatsApp or whatever kind of possibility you have, I do that. And I have a lot of clients also who are not even in Germany. So those anyways, before they always had like in France or in Spain or Iceland or America or Peru, Mexico. So I have a lot of foreign clients too. So they have, of course, sessions which have to be online. Yeah, I do that too.
Okay, and one can also find you online, I suppose. Your webpage, can you tell me again?
Yeah, my webpage is annettelachmann.earth. And also with my partner, Michael, we're teaching the medicine wheel, the shamanism. And this is called Mahela medicine wheel. So they have also information if you're interested.
Wonderful. Well, many thanks to you, Annette. And in the following episode, our listeners will be guided by you in a short, effective journey to free themselves from any kind of pain, sufferings, or bad vibes and recharge their batteries. So can't wait to listen to it.